A new report has found that the resources industry and Australian governments aren't doing enough to retrain mining workers for specialist roles in the oil and gas industry. The Australian Workforce and Productivity Agency says as mining investment winds down, tens of thousands of jobs will disappear in the resources construction industry. At the same time, there are positions opening up in the booming oil and gas resource area, but it's facing a shortage of critical skills, which may have to be filled by foreign workers. The Australian Workforce and Productivity Agency's Keith Spence told resources reporter Sue Lannan he wants to see a new national training strategy for oil and gas.
Our key conclusion is that the construction workforce is probably peaking now or middle of next year, and then we're faced with a very significant challenge as the workforce transitions from construction to operations. The current construction workforce is a little over 83,000, and we expect that by 2018 that could be as low as 7,700 people. So there are many thousands of workers that will either relocate back into the main workforce outside the resources sector, and hopefully many that can transition into operations.
What will happen to these people? That's a big loss of employment at a time when other industries are in crisis, such as the car industry.
So we think it's very important to have some strategies in place to help people transition. The oil and gas sector workforce, for example, we would expect to grow by about 57% between now and 2018. Also, there's fairly sustained growth in the mining operations workforce. So many of the people working in construction at the moment, many of the trades, such as electrical trades, mechanical trades, can transition across into operations. And I think strategies that can support those transitions are going to be quite important.
Is this a critical time for the resources industry and the oil and gas industry? Does Australia risk losing out on the oil and gas boom because there's not enough skilled workers here?
Well, the investment's been made in construction, so in a sense the facilities are being built and we will have to operate them. But to operate them well, to operate them efficiently, we'll need a highly skilled workforce. So now is the time to make that investment in training. The pinch and poach model leads to rising wages, for instance, whereas if we're working together on training, we'll be sure that the skills are there when they're needed. Right place, right time.
Now, what sort of skills are going to be needed?
We've identified about 25 particular occupations that are in short supply. Some of those occupations, for example, things like fitters and turners, we aren't generating enough of those skills within the oil, gas, the mining industry itself. However, those skills can be sourced from other industries. So in some of the areas where there are shortages in the resource sector, they're likely to be people attracted in from other industries.
Do you think governments and industry are doing enough to prepare for the future?
Well, clearly not. A key recommendation from our report is that industry needs to work together rather than independently. The challenge ahead of us is quite significant. There is substantial growth in operations workforce, both in mining and oil and gas. And our fear is that without some more coordinated effort, that we won't step up to the mark as well as we could.
Keith Spence from the Australian Workforce and Productivity Agency with resources reporter Sue Lannan in Perth.